Logan B. Fields, United States, A Calling Bath, presented on the grounds of Kalnikasi Incense. Our story starts in 1857, when French educator, translator, and author Hippolyte de Léon Denizard Rivet had the experience of witnessing a table turn due to its possession by spirits. Soon after, he wrote the Book of Spirits, Le Livre d'Esprit, under the name of Allan Kardec. This book explained and codified the science of spirits and their connection to the bodily world. It was translated into Spanish in 1860 and was banned by the authorities in collaboration with the church 1 year later. In 1861, over 300 copies of the book were confiscated and burnt due to the perversion of morals they incited. Paradoxically, the fire caused many people to hear about spiritualism for the first time. At about the same time, we learn about Unceti Maria Nicasi, a teacher from a school in Carrera de Sants, who claimed to be able to cure children from diseases doctors could not diagnose with a simple water remedy. As the word of this healer spread, so did his fame. Soon followers traveling from Sabadell and Lleida came to Sants to be cured from their ailments. As his reputation grew, he became known as El Curandero de Sants, the healer of Sants. In a mass appeal in 1870, he called upon the maimed, lame, blind, and ill to come to him and be healed by his magical waters and magnetized baths. His unorthodox practices caused a great stir, leading to Nicasi's arrest, probably to prevent public unrest and restore faith in the church. Since then, the trace of Nicasi has been lost, and his spiritualist center fell into oblivion. First, I told the story of a table moved. The narrator explains how after a friend's death, a strange thing happened where her table moved. She wants it to mean something that she can recognize and understand, but knows she cannot assign a rationalization to it. She recognizes that the event was significant, but that it cannot be fully understood. She accepts the autonomous voice of a table and sees beauty. Second, I created and executed a calling bath. This process included forming a vessel receptacle. I stitched a ghost costume, one designed to fit the imagined presence of Unceti Maria Nicasi. I collected grass, shrubs, and flowers from the grounds where Kalnikasi would have been located. These included four-leaf many seed, sow thistle, spreading pellitory, sheep sorrel, dandelion, henbit dead nettle, cleavers, herb robert, and wall lettuce. I then soaked the collected plants in water to create a bath fortified with the plant's qualities, a bath much like one Nicasi would have prescribed, and cleaned the vessel by washing the ghost costume in the encircled bath, an act of clearing out. Finally, I left the ghost costume out to be filled.